Let's just go back to this man that's debating Schumer for a second. The liberals, the left, you know, the radicals, the progressives, whatever, what they need to say is that when they say, I want someone in office who looks like me, so long as they're a liberal.
Mr. Pinion, will you join me in saying we should ban all assault weapons?
No. We have to be passing laws that save lives. We have schools that are failing to teach our children how to read proficiently. And so my question is quite clear. When did becoming Senate Majority Leader mean more than standing up for New Yorkers?
Our exclusive poll with Survey USA shows Schumer leading Pinion by 14%.
So, yeah, Schumer won by a landslide. After all the crime that took place in New York City, for sure, I thought they wanted something new. And of course, we know Kathy Hochul is in there like swimwear as well. So New York just loves. They love the crime. They love the mask mandates. They just love it. You know, what else can I say? So when they were going to the SCOTUS to argue about whether or not we should have guns and all of that jazz, a couple of different videos came up. And some of them were people trying to explain the differences between the guns. And I'll get into that in a minute. But another one was a testimony from way back, I think the early 90s. And I really don't know the story behind this woman. I just know that her video had been going viral. And she speaks about the cost of gun control from her point of view. And it was interesting to see Schumer there from way back when, which is weird because how long has he been in Congress, for goodness sakes? Anyway, so he's in this hearing that took place back in 91.
Saying I'm not here representing the NRA, I'm not even a member. Okay? Secondly, I'd like to say that in your opening statements, you commented specifically on my testimony saying that basically it had nothing to do with this issue. And I had to chuckle because then I noticed you had Mr. Brady up here who was hit not with an assault weapon, but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that, I didn't grow up in a house with guns. I don't hunt. I personally abhor hunting. But I was given a gun by a friend when I was 21 to carry in my purse for self-defense, and I was taught how to use it. A couple of years ago, my parents and I went to a cafeteria in Texas on a bright sunny day. We weren't in a dark alley where we weren't supposed to be. And as you all know the story, this madman drove his truck through the window, and he began shooting. Well, immediately, my father and I got down on the floor and put the table up in front of us. It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man would shoot as many people as he possibly could. Now, I'd like to make something clear. I hear all this talk about how many bullets can go in a clip. I've been there. I can tell you it doesn't matter. It takes 1 second to switch out a clip. You can have one bullet or 100 bullets. It doesn't matter, guys. I've been there. He goes, dump, dump. Just like that, that's not enough time to rush a man, I promise you. When I finally realized what was occurring, I thought, I got him. And I reached for my purse. But then I realized that a couple of months earlier, I had made the stupidest decision of my life. I took my gun out of my purse and left it in my car. Because as you well know, in the state of Texas, it's sometimes a felony offense to carry a gun in your purse.
I don't know if that's true today, but I'm surprised to hear that in Texas you can't carry your gun in your purse. I thought it was open carry there, but please, you tell me.
I can tell you that I'm not mad at the guy that did this. As he continued, it was obvious that he was a madman.
Can I just say that this man irritates me to no end over here? Look at his face. He looks so smug, doesn't he? Look, this is 1991. I think he's been in Congress since the 80s. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I remember looking it up. And the reason why I looked it up was because he was up for re-election in this past midterm that we had. And I'm not into identity politics, but the people who keep saying that you need diversity and representation and all that jazz, right? The ones that say that, oh, you know, Washington is full of old white men, voted for him again. And you know who was running against him? A young black male conservative who did very well in the debates as well. But no. No. They wanted more Schumer.
As soon as I got out, I realized that my mother had not followed me out. And as I learned from the police officers, she had crawled over to where my father was and cradled him until the guy got back around to her, put the gun to her head. She looked up at him, put her head down, and he pulled the trigger. My parents had just had their 47th wedding anniversary. She wasn't going anywhere. As I mentioned, I'm not really mad at the guy that did this, and I'm certainly not mad at the guns that did this. They didn't walk in there by themselves and pull their own triggers. The guy that did it was a lunatic. That's like being mad at a rabid dog. I would much rather be sitting in jail with a felony offense on my head and have my parents alive. As far as these so-called assault weapons, you say that they don't have any defense use. You tell that to the guy that I saw on a videotape of the LA riots, standing up on his rooftop, protecting his property and his life from an entire mob with one of these so-called assault weapons. Tell me that he didn't have a legitimate self-defense use. Just one final statement. I've been sitting here getting more and more fed up with all of this talk about these pieces of machinery having no legitimate sporting purpose, no legitimate hunting purpose. People, that is not the point of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting. And I know I'm not going to make very many friends saying this, but it's about our rights, all of our rights, to be able to protect ourselves from all of you guys up there.
You're going to have to make some improvements to your house, and you're going to pay for that out of your own pocket as well. If you are renting, your landlord will be sending you a letter where it says that due to increased costs, we're going to have to increase the monthly rent. What we're talking about here is something with a very boring name. I made a note here. It's called Energy Performance of Buildings Directive. That's in the EU. Now, if you live outside of Europe, this will probably in a very short while be a thing in your country as well. This is something that comes out of the World Economic Forum. And
all right, so he's talking about the EU. I know that has nothing to do with us, but you know that whole movement with Brexit is very similar to the whole Trump movement over here and waking people up. And also there was something going on with the Dutch farmers, and it all had to do with saving the planet. They're imposing these guidelines and restrictions on their farming that's practically going to put them out of business. And they tried to fight that, but I don't think they were successful. And if they don't comply with the new guidelines for this thing, you know, for the planet, I think they're going to get hit with a lot of fines. So, but everything that's happening in all these other places to me is only a matter of time before it comes here. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I hope not, but.
You know, the Great Reset and Agenda 2030 and all of that. And basically, the idea is that all privately owned houses must have energy class D before 2033. By 2050, all homes must be zero emission homes. When it comes to the costs, I made a note here about the calculations that these people have made. We are talking about costs per house of, well, in most cases, around 100,000 euros. And here's the thing. Many people will not be able to pay 100,000 euros. They will be forced to sell. Can you remember a while ago this slogan that also came out of the World Economic Forum? You will own nothing and you will be happy.
Yep.
Isn't it funny how this so-called green agenda seems to make everything more difficult and more expensive? It seems like we will not be able to own a house because we can't afford it.
Because what happens is they give people loans knowing they can't pay the loans back, also knowing they'll get the properties back and make double.
Well, when they say that Bill Gates is buying all this farmland, and also that even the Chinese is buying a lot of property, whether you know it or not.
Oh, yes. They're buying it because they want to build labs and keep track, because when they when their plan is over and finished and done, and if they succeed in it, that land will be, I would say, prioritized and occupied by Chinese.
They're speculating that that's what the train accident's all about. It's a big land grab over there so they can poison their land and take it cheap. Well, let me tell you this breaking news story. The people that were going to investigate the chemical spill, the scientists, I think there were five of them, were flying there from the Bill and Hillary Clinton airport in Arkansas. They didn't make it. Their plane crashed and all of them died.
Wait a minute. Say it
again. They came from Hillary's airport.
Yeah, they came from their airport.
No wonder they crashed.
Going to Ohio, everybody on the plane were all environmental scientists going to investigate this shit, and their plane crashed.
Nobody in the news is asking?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of questions. It's on the Gateway Pundit, though. I sent you the clip.
Yeah, unrelated news. Epstein was a pilot. Epstein was the pilot.
Well.
Unrelated news.